You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is the head of victim support in New Zealand. Is there anything that you think will be likely to come up in the results of this survey?
Well, I think this is really about what victims are thinking and how they're going to respond. So I think rather than speculate on that, I think we need to actually be objective and have the opportunity for victims out there, the public out there, to be able to respond. And then we can actually look at, after analysis, what they're thinking, because that's really what's going to inform the future of our justice system and how we make our society a better place in terms of the criminal justice reform that's needed.
Certainly. So do you think it's important to have surveys like this to inform our criminal justice system?
Absolutely. It's important that not only victims' voices are at the centre of justice reform, but that any sort of, I guess, reformation has integrated and diverse voices actually being brought into the information that needed to actually inform any reform. So it has to be inclusive. We've just completed our own research, which has been qualitative research of victims to actually help inform the reform, just in the same way that this Ministry of Justice survey, which is a quantitative-based survey, is being done. So both the pieces of research of ours as victim support and the one that's been conducted by the Ministry of Justice through the victim, Chief Victim Advisor, are both complementary streams of research that have been done to gather the victims' voices.
So what results have come back from the victim support survey?
Well, what we're going to do is present some of those findings at a hui next month, and we'll look at how we actually publish those results. But prior to that, I would say that let's actually wait until the information's collated and presented at the hui, and then we'll get how we actually publish those results.
Certainly, certainly. Do you think that both qualitative and quantitative reports need to be done on the justice system, or do you think that one perhaps is more suited to just creating justice reforms than another?
Oh, absolutely, both are complementary, because you need not only quantitative data, but you need to look at the underlying matters that reflected in the figures. So figures don't always tell the story. We need people telling their stories through qualitative information around the hearts and minds of what people are thinking. And that's really what's going to make a substantive difference to effective justice reform.
So you mentioned it's important to be inclusive of voices and to present a diverse range of voices when creating justice reforms. Do you think that we should listen to perpetrators of crime, either current and or former, on what reforms and repeals they believe should be put in place?
Yes, it's important that any sort of justice reform or any reform offer fair and inclusive consultation. And a perpetrators can participate in consultation in a way that helps policymakers make our justice system more effective, then that's a good thing. So we really want to see in our research is what we want victims to have a strong voice in the whole reform process. And so we'll be advocating strongly through the process, supported by our own research and the research that's been done by the Ministry of Justice and others.
Certainly.
And that it reflects the experiences of victims. So, yes, it should be inclusive, and we want to ensure that the victim's voice is actually being heard loud and clear.
Do you think there's enough support for victims or survivors of crime of any kind in the justice system currently?
Well, I believe, and I must say the preliminary findings have been that victims are wanting a larger voice, because their voice isn't being heard to any extent that's sufficient for them at the moment. Yes, certainly their voices are going to be integral to the reform that comes from this process.
Certainly. Do you have any initial ideas as to how we can make a justice system more supportive and safer for victims or survivors of crimes?
Well, I think really the bigger question is that how do we make our society a safer and better place for us as New Zealanders? And we want to see the silos being broken down to address the issues right across the board of society. There are a lot of drivers of victimisation, for example, in our fostering system and our education system that impact the justice system unintentionally, but are factors in society which are the factors in those areas that need to be addressed to ensure a holistic approach is taken to not only achieve a fairer justice system, but a better society where everyone is safe.
Certainly, I think it's very important to look at this holistically. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to say that we're very excited that the government has embarked on this criminal justice reform. It's been a long time coming, and we want a fairer system where certainly the victim has a louder voice. And I would say that also that if people want to actually have a voice in this as victims or as members of the general public, go to our website, because we have a link to the Ministry of Justice survey should people want to complete it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.